Cronos Radio.
Hello everyone. In this edition we are presenting a musician from Frankfurt, Germany, and her name is Connie Molly, aka Lava 303. Last summer she finished her first solo album Acid Rock and Roll Stories, which was recorded in Napoli, Pristina and South Albania. We have made an interview with Connie during her stay in Pristina, where she presented her album and also played in Schengen Visa für Alle party, which was held in Germia Pool in Pristina.
I'm Connie Molly. I'm coming from Frankfurt. I'm originally from Bavaria, but I'm exiled Bavarian living in Frankfurt. And I'm doing music, besides of other things, but one thing is music. I played for some years in an all-girl band called The Slacks in Frankfurt. Then I started to make my own music. It's called Lava 303. It's a live act, techno with electro guitar. I started to travel a lot around the Balkans somehow, I don't know when it happened, different places. And also later on other places, like in India, I collected samples and interviews and stuff like this, and we produced CDs out of it. One CD is a compilation called Holidays in Kosovo from our Kosovo trip in 2000. It's different bands involved, and in the middle of the music there are interviews. One production, then we did some other productions like Mushi Power, blah blah, lots of some other things. And now, finally, I got finished my first own album with stuff that I produced out of the samples that I collected in Kosovo, in India, in Frankfurt, but a lot to hear also in our Crossing Bridges network activities.
What is in fact the Crossing Bridges?
That's the big secret. In the moment, it's more. It has been people groups organizing a festival in Pečpeja in Kosovo. Then there were some activities going on, like setting up music for dance floor on the Expo Festival in Bulgaria in 2002. And now we are more into producing films and music. So this album is. Also one Crossing Bridges production, and yeah, it's the Crossing Bridges as what was happening and as productions. And then also there was always this idea or vision of being kind of collective, at least for some time, if things are happening like a festival or a theater production or a party or
so you have big ambitions.
Yeah, but it's for sure with this big ambition it was always like also very hard, so in the end we decided more you have to concentrate on yourself instead of staying with music and film and stuff.
So now
like
you're
this.
More concentrated in music?
Yeah, I've been also before been part of my life was always music, I think kind of self-therapy, kind of way of living, whatever. And finally this last 6 years of creating my own music, splitting from my band, this led into this album, Acid Rock and Roll Stories, that this summer we released it.
So this is here. Your officially first album, isn't it?
Yeah, my officially first solo album. I mean, I have guests
called?
On it.
Huh? It is called Acid Rock and Roll Stories.
Yeah, Acid Rock and Roll Stories, Lava 303. Lava 303 is the band, my project name, but it goes back to Lava Enterprise, which was a kind of psychedelic band in Frankfurt. And this band goes back on the Slacks, this was the girl band for the band that I went away from Bavaria, so it's a complicated story.
No problem. You used to play guitar on that band?
Yeah, I played guitar.
And now,
And now I'm still playing guitar, not so much anymore like before, because I have a little son and he also wants to play by himself. This was mainly maybe also another reason to produce this album, that I was thinking, okay, it's the last time in my life to do something for myself, to document some wild years, and I put it together like a little documentary of music and pictures and texts. And also on the webpage we have films, a video clip about some projects going on and stuff going on in Kosovo these last years. So we started the release this summer, and then we did made different kind of release parties, or acid rock and roll tour started. And this was in Frankfurt at the university. We made a party, and it's all more like a little bit underground stuff. And then we went to Pristina, made a party, Schengen Visum für alle, at the pool. Then I played on your party.
Schengen Visa für alle.
Yeah.
Das gefällt mir.
Then I went on tour. We went to People's Global Action Conference, which took place in Belgrade. It was a European conference. A lot of people from all over Europe coming together, talking about anti-capitalism and anti-nationalism and anti-whatever. Was very interesting.
The point was just to be anti something, yeah?
Yeah, to be anti something and to figure out for what we are too. So, this was also, it was not 5 days are not enough to figure out for all the possibilities that you can then fight for. So, the one idea that came out of it is to do a kind of Balkan PGA, People's Global Action Conference. We still don't know where to do it. So it's now a discussion, and I vote for Pristina because I think it's the perfect place, but we need to be done by people from here, so yeah. I just can tell people, you know.
Possibly we're going to cooperate on this thing.
Yeah. And then the tour went on to a very nice festival in Croatia on the island of Var. It was organized by people from Zagreb. One friend, he has a band too, Radical Dub Collective, and they are organizing this festival, Underwater Over the Ground. And also I played in between in Germany, so it was like this long story. And we went to Albania and played in Tirana, always like this live act, this live guitar and fire show going on. And played in a club, I forgot the name, but very nice open air behind the National Gallery, they have a garden. And it was a nice place to end. Now we came back. I have the feeling it's time to go back to Germany and get a little bit my chaotic life into order. Like, it was nice to travel this summer and all this, but
can we expect another album or something?
No, it's more like now to start to promote this album in Germany more, not only like in a little bit in the trance scene and underground scene, but maybe to get some more magazines or newspapers or some other people interested in it, because we all think there are also other people around who would like this kind of music, especially with this combination electronic and guitar. And always people say, oh, I never liked techno, but this is really nice, blah blah. So one side the music and the other side also the story, and also the video clip with Kosovo Trance and Road of Peace and Crossing Bridges Festival 2 as documentation on this video clip. Would be nice to get it played also maybe in some places in Germany. It's not so easy like here too. It's people like commercial scrap, but probably there are always some little spaces where you can find something.
That was Connie Mali, aka Lava 303, And on the background we have listened track 2 taken from Acid Rock and Roll Stories album, and the song was called Kosova Trance. For the end we are going to listen track 16 taken from Acid Rock and Roll Stories album, and the song is called Fire Machen. From Pristina Cross, all the best.